What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
It's Thursday, July 21st. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. As more companies are resuming normal operations, work conferences are also making a comeback, and these professional gatherings are acting as mini vacations for parents who spent the pandemic taking care of the kids while they were out of school. Alina Dizik, contributor to the Wall Street Journal, joins us for how parents are escaping their families by going on work trips. Thanks for joining us, Alina.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's talk about this kind of fun article you wrote up about as parents are starting to go back to work conferences. You know, everybody had a tough go throughout the pandemic. Parents, obviously, in a particularly precarious situation with schools shutting down, a lot of them had to take care of their children and all that. And, you know, there's a lot of burnout that was going on. But now as things are starting to ramp up back at work, work conferences are starting to happen again. And some of these parents are using these as mini vacations to they're relishing in the time away from their families. So it was a pretty funny look at what's going on. So, Alina, help us walk through some of this. What are we seeing?
Yeah. So some of the parents are deciding, you know, if they do need to go to a conference, they'll at least get some fun out of it. So they're arriving early, a day early, or leaving a day late, and planning some tourist activities. One person went to the movies because she hasn't been able to make it to the movies, or dinners with local friends. So there's a lot of things that they're kind of adding on to the work part of the conference.
Now, one of the funny things with reading through all of this is I was feeling bad for the partners, the spouses of the actual parent that was going to the conference, because it's like, yeah, I'm going to be gone for 10 days. And then it's like her husband had to stay home with the three kids. You know, it's like the lopsidedness was kind of funny to me.
The parents staying home, definitely some of them probably would have wanted to switch places. But for the most part, I think they were kind of happy for the other person to resume conferences and, you know, not too resentful.
And then even at these conferences themselves, the people that are putting these on are really going all out for their attendees, providing massages. There was a chance to pet dogs in an event that they were calling Puppapalooza. So, I mean, even for the companies themselves, the people that put on these events, they're really making it, you know, fun and relaxing and enjoyable for these people that are having to attend anyways.
Definitely. They really want to make sure that people truly want to go and attend in person, especially because there are so many virtual conferences and you can attend them, so many options to attend virtually. They want to make the in-person ones as fun as possible.
Some of these conferences are also happening across the world. There was one in Rome. There was one in Amsterdam. These are all just from people that you were speaking to that were attending these. So nice to see that they're getting out to some pretty interesting places, at least if they're going to kind of make it that little mini vacation. Tell me some of the conversations that you had with people and how they're approaching it, what they're getting out of it.
Well, I think the conversation often centers, especially for parents, it often centers around, you know, should I leave my children? And I think the people that I spoke to, after they kind of get rid of any potential guilt of leaving their children, you know, once they land in a particular place, they're pretty excited to be there and they really want to make the most of it. So I think essentially it's all about kind of letting go of the guilt in the beginning and then enjoying your time.
Right. Yeah, there was one parent that you spoke to that had a particularly funny story. He wanted to go ride one of these pretty amazing carousels, I guess, that in Spokane, Washington. It's a famous carousel out there. And they're hand-carved horses and whatnot. And he's like, I had to go ride this thing. I'm sorry that I left my three-year-old kid at home. And I guess there was a bunch of other children on that carousel at the time. But he's like, I had to go do it. You know, you have to go have that fun with it.
Totally, totally. It's one of the main tourist attractions. And he really wanted to ride this carousel. And so he kind of made it work. And I think he had a blast.
Well, yeah, just a fun look for now as these things start ramping up in the business world. The conferences are back. But for those parents that nobody was really doing anything for these last few years of the pandemic, we're starting to see travel tick up, all this. And they're using these work conferences as opportunities to have a little bit of fun and get away from the family. So we'll keep an eye out for all of that. Alina Dizik, contributor to The Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.